Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and on the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially to our over-the-road truck drivers and all the snowplow drivers, again, that are going to be needed over the weekend, especially going up the Eastern Seaboard. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Because if you can't hear our radio show any other way in the country, you can go right there and the loop of the show is playing there live right now when we do the show live. And when we're not on live, the loop of the closest, the last show is on there playing over and over and over again until we come back live again. So, in the meantime, let's go right to the phone lines, because on the line, we've got the professor of politics out in California, none other than Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody. Happy weekend.
Well, the guys and gals that are out there are comfortable. Matter of fact, we got some shorts and T-shirts and L.A. Rams jerseys on. Okay, there we go. They got all that stuff on because it's 58 degrees on the porch tonight.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
What's the temperature out there?
Well, we got 62.
Well, you're warmer than me again.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Well, that beats the alternative. The last couple nights you've been colder.
That's right.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got something here. I think you're going to like this. This is kind of a great way to start the weekend out. So are you ready?
I sure am.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Okay, I'm going to make everybody's day right now. Did you see what Joe Biden did with the latest little video that's out there with him and Kamala?
He said, I think, didn't he say, I love you to Kamala or something?
I'm going to say exactly what he said. First of all, Biden committed to Harris as his 2024 running mate. He started out by looking over at Kamala and saying, hi, Kamala, I love you. He said that as he opened his remarks. He says, you always have my back. You are really amazing. You're the best partner I could imagine. And Harris responded back, I do. The exchange was highlighted by the DNC on social media with the account writing, what a team! And, of course, Biden's cheerful confidence in Harris comes just days after he suggested that he's going to run for re-election in 2024 and that Harris would indeed, once again, serve as his running mate. Now, she's going to be my running mate, Biden told reporters on Wednesday when he was asked if he could commit to Harris during his 2024 run for president, which he says he's doing. He says, I think she's doing a good job. So there you go. Your feel-good story for the day.
Well, what they're doing, too, Captain, is they truly believe, I think, that what they need is more social media. They need more positivity, you know, coming out of the White House for this kind of thing. And the very fact that they're trying to shore up Kamala Harris the way that they are, and at the same time trying to create this illusion that it's all one big sort of happy campers there, to me, that actually says the opposite at this point.
Okay, because you said what you said in the way that you did it, they need more social media. Where is that coming from on the Democratic side of the aisle? I can tell you exactly.
Where's that?
Valerie Jarrett, who did all the social media work for Barack Obama.
Yep, that sounds about right. You know,
and she's in the basement over at Barack's house, remember?
Well, that's true. That's right. Well, you know, there was actually an opinion piece, get this, even from CNN, which, you know, talked about the idea that, that you know, what they need to do is they're getting their messaging. They have to get the message out there better. They just haven't really done that. And, you know, people just aren't understanding just how good and wonderful things that the Biden administration has been accomplishing. And I'm thinking, Captain, they've just drunk the Kool-Aid on this. Nobody thinks that the Biden administration has accomplished great things.
No. And by the way, I've got some great news for the people. Last weekend, we were talking about the case that George sent us up there from Minnesota where they transferred the patient from Minnesota down to Texas. Remember that?
Oh, yes, right.
And the fellow was denied life-saving care in Minnesota because he had not been vaccinated. They were fixing to pull the plug on his respirator, and he would have passed away had he stayed up there. And the wife challenged it and got a court order to move him. Well,
yes.
The good news is they're treating him in Texas. He's responding to the treatment. He's being given ivermectin. The doctors at the hospital where he's at in Texas said he was in the worst shape of any patient they ever saw as far as not being treated right, malnutrited, and the whole nine yards. And the wife said, now we're not planning for a funeral. We're planning for his release.
Amazing.
Yep, amazing. And if I was that woman, I would sue those people in Minnesota for every last dime I could get. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, Kathy. And if I sound like I'm a little bit excited when I read this next spot, I am. And I'll tell you why. It's a MyPillow spot, MyPillow.com, the website. Now, yesterday, I turned around and ordered my second pair of slippers. Why did I do that, you say? Because they're on sale, 50% off the price. 50% off the price. The only way you can get that price is if you go to the website, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. If you don't do it that way, you will not get that 50% reduction in price. Now, MyPillow.com is the website to go to. They also have a radio listener specials page there where all the different radio hosts that are on the air that work with Mike Blindell tell you to go to that page. No single radio show owns it, but it's for you, the radio listener, to go over and see what's there. Usually about 150 items on the page. All marked down anywhere from a half to two-thirds to three-quarters of the regular price. And again, you get that price with the promo code CAPTAIN. That's it. It's the only way you get it, the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can also call them and speak to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But either way, if you want those slippers, folks, this is the time to do it, and I did buy a pair of slippers. I bought a second pair of slippers, a little bit different in color than the ones I've got. Now I've got black and I got brown, so there you go. But MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Give them a shot. Great products. And by the way, you got 60 days in which to return them if you don't like them. And Kyle, did you get your MyPillow slippers yet?
Not yet, but we received our towels here just recently. We love them, and we got them with the MyPillow code CAPTAIN, the promo code, I should say.
Yep, sure did. All right, now, a federal judge yesterday in Texas blocked Biden's vaccine mandate for federal workers.
That's exactly right. I believe the U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown had commented basically, and of course I believe he's a Trump appointee, so that's going to cause a little bit of a kerfuffle as people try to get another judge, perhaps, to try to...
Oh, there's no perhaps. They're going to get another judge.
Well, of course they will. Well, what the judge was talking about was that the federal government could find less invasive ways to try to maintain or promote health in the workplace, such as masking or social distancing. So it's an interesting argument coming back the other way. We'll see what they come up with trying to get this particular decision, scrubbed.
That's it. And by the way, another poll we'll tell you about before I get over to tell you where I'm going to be today. The majority of independents that were polled over in a Gallup poll say that Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, must resign.
Well, I think you're going to start to see a little bit more of a critical mass start to come around for Dr. Fauci to do just that, Captain, because he is a lightning rod. He is the focal point. We could go back over, he said he represented science, and if you're attacking him, you're attacking science and all that stuff. It's gotten to the point now that anything Dr. Fauci says is just not going to cut through the noise of Dr. Fauci. And, I actually think it goes hand in hand with a lot of things that Biden administration needs to change, if they really want to turn things around. I don't think they will, but Fauci would be a good place to start.
Now, today, I will be at a rally in support of the constitutional carry bill being proposed in the Florida State Legislature. It'll be from 10 to noon over at the American Legion Post, number 24. We'll be out back in a new pavilion near the rear of the building, so it'll be outdoors with some sun cover. It's going to be a nice day. A little windy maybe, but it's going to be a nice day. It's located at 2075th Street in Bradenton. And love to see you there. It'd be a great event for you to come to and take a part of. Bring your American flags because we are supporting the Second Amendment there. Now, Kevin Wright, of course, is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. He will be the MC for the event. Speakers will be the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus Chairman Bob White, yours truly, U.S. Congressional District 16 2022 candidate Martin Hyde, State Rep and U.S. Congressional candidate Anthony Sabatini, Florida Gun Rights Representative Matt Collins, Concerned Veterans for America Representative Jimmy T. Smith, and then we'll have a whole bunch of smaller people in there, county officials and whatnot, as well as some folks that you may or may not know that are going to be talking about this. So there you go. But look forward to seeing you there today, 10 to noon, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, at the American Legion Post 24, 2075th Street, Bradenton, Florida. We're going to be in a pavilion out around the back of the building. So there you go. Now, Kyle, voters are now significantly more worried about inflation and violent crime than they are about the COVID-19 or climate change by big numbers. You ready for this?
Yep.
A new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports finds that 62%, their number one concern is inflation. Similarly, the second most popular concern is violent crime. Then gasoline prices come in third at 59%. So the top three are inflation number one, violent crime number two, and gas prices number three.
Well, I'm not surprised at all. I think, Captain, that as people see what's happening, they simply go to the grocery store or they go to buy something else, or maybe they need to go buy a car and they see how much the inflation has taken over. They may have found that they might have had a pay raise or this kind of thing, but it's all gone. It just doesn't matter because the inflation has just eaten up. And by the same token, the crime that they see not only on their television screens, but on their tablets or what have you, but they're seeing things happen around them. They're hearing stories from their neighbors. Everybody has these surveillance cameras now at their homes. They're trading videos back and forth of people coming through the night and testing car doors and looking to steal things. And the carjackings that we've seen, I mean, the list goes on and on. people understand that these are the problems, and Joe Biden, the Biden administration, doesn't seem like they connect with that at all.
No, they don't, and it's unfortunate, and we'll see what happens, because this is going to be the demise of the Democratic Party, and to that I say good riddance.
Well, the Democrat Party as we know it just no longer exists. It's literally,
nope.
It's been colonized by the far left. They are on a trajectory, Captain, that just, takes them far away from the core values of the American people, whether they're registered Democrats or Republicans.
Right.
So it's really just an alien ideology that has taken over, and people have just had enough.
Now, did you hear what Jen Psaki told the Democrats that were not marching in lockstep with the Democratic Party that were complaining about Joe Biden? Did you hear what she said today?
What was that?
She told the Democrats to hit the bar after another devastating week for Joe Biden. Just chill out. Go to the bar. Have a few drinks.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that's another indication of having no more gas in the tank. It's really something. They understand, they know what a devastating, not just week, but month or so, obviously they've had, and you could go further back than that as well. But especially over the last several days, they have had one of the worst times of any president that we can remember. And to say that just means that they're hitting rock bottom on how to even explain it at this point.
Now, a couple of stories. The first one more important than the other, I guess. Each one's just as important. The United States has sent military aid in the way of small weapons and some small anti-tank missiles and that sort of thing, shoulder-fired, to the Ukraine. 200,000 pounds, I was told, of equipment have shown up there. And I was just watching one of the planes landing in Ukraine at Kiev.
Well, right. Well, that's one of the ways that you can send a message, obviously, to Russia and to Vladimir Putin. Whether it's enough to make a dent, we don't know, obviously. But unfortunately, simply rattling their sword in terms of the economic sanctions, like that is going to really change Putin's calculus. To me, is kind of silly.
Well, something that's not going to be kind of silly is the fact that we've got another situation coming up where if Russia does invade the Ukraine, we've got a lot of Americans that are there. How fast can we get them out of harm's way?
Good question.
Think about that. Think about that. All right, folks, we're going to break. We'll be right back from break after these words. Got some strange voice going to take us to break again. Let's see what it is.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID Omicron variant surge is starting to decline in some parts of the United States. That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. However, she warned that the surge is far from over. During that same COVID briefing, Walensky was asked about the definition of fully vaccinated. She says they are making some smaller changes to their vaccination status guidance.
Right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
President Biden spending some time at the White House Friday addressing the Conference of Mayors 90th winter meeting, the president commending them for their service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. Now, by the way, I get asked a lot of questions about why it is I talk about Relief Factor and why I take it. Well, it's pretty simple. Number one, I talk about Relief Factor because their product is great and it works. It works for me. I was talking yesterday with one of the owners of the company, Pete Talbot. We were going back and forth on the instant messenger, talking about things about the, and by the way, he's quite the football fan. He said, go Bucks. So he's into it this weekend. If he could be here, he would, but he can't. And the reason that I got turned on to Relief Factor so much was I heard it on the radio, just like you're hearing it right now, 7 years ago. And I said, well, I've been taking Mobic, I've been taking Flexeril. It's got side effects. I think it's time to drop the habit, so to speak, because it was narcotics and I wanted to get rid of it. It didn't make me feel good. So I did. I started to take Aleve. I got rid of that because I was literally taking a handful of Aleve a day, a couple times a day. So then I turned on the Relief Factor and I started to take it, and I'll be damned if it didn't work right off the bat. Now, they said that it would take about 3 weeks for it to get started. Not me. It was a couple of days, but that was just me, I guess. So here's the deal. It's not narcotic at all. It's 100% drug-free. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 will help your body support the natural response to inflammation, and it goes right straight to the source of the pain you're having to lower or even eliminate the pain altogether, which is what I love about it. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which is what your body needs to have. So check it out online. They gave me a website. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. There's no clubs to join, no extra charges, none of that. It simply costs $19.95 to get started. Relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, you're on a plan, and away you go. Don't forget, give it a try. All you got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, moving right along, the White House was forced to clean up another mess after Joe Biden had made another jab but was caught on a hot mic where he said something detrimental about one of the, I guess it was a reporter.
Well, I think the reporter, I think, was asking a question, and he could be overheard to say, "What a stupid question," or something like that.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Well, of course not. Not in the middle.
There's no question it's a stupid question when you're at a press conference.
And you're the president of the United States.
Right.
I mean, you know, everything is relevant, obviously, but it just, I think he was exacerbated. He didn't want to be questioned about these kinds of things. Again, they're in the midst of a reintroduced Joe Biden sort of campaign of, you know, this guy is powerful. He's decisive. He's going to tell Putin what's what, but it's not working, obviously.
Well, the person telling Putin what's what is Putin doing to tell him.
Well, of course. But so Jen Psaki, of course, had to come out or had to be challenged about it and so forth. I think maybe, I'll just say this, you know, maybe she wants to go hit the bar. I don't know. I think it's been a pretty bad week for Jen Psaki.
Well, wait a minute. Something just dawned on me. Jen Psaki may have fallen under the spell.
What's that?
This.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
She might have fallen under the spell, Kyle.
Well,
Joe has his spell. He's in love with Kamala. I mean, goodness sakes. We know he's a womanizer.
Well, you know, one of the things that came up with this, though, was this idea of proactive deterrence. And this is, I think, what one of the reporters was asking about. Why does Joe Biden appear to be dismissing the idea of proactive deterrence? And so, again, I don't think Biden wanted to be, or the White House wants to be, really challenged to really elaborate on, you know, what their thought process is, instead of just saying there will be the epic economic sanctions.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are. I mean, is that sort of like minor incursion versus invasion? You know, are there minor economic sanctions versus the epic?
We need to be prepared, as I just told you, to evacuate Americans that are there. Thousands of them, again. Just like Afghanistan. Here we go again. We should already, if the situation is that bad there, and we've been hearing it is, then we should be evacuating our people there, right?
Well, certainly. And
I don't hear us doing it.
In front of them.
And I don't hear us doing it.
No, but all indications and all these predictions are Russia's going to do something, and they're going to do something.
Right around the time of the Olympics, we think.
Right. Right, because these things get, you know, planned out for maximum effect, maximum distraction of what else is happening in the world. Yes, of course.
Now, your governor, Gavin Newsom, again, has stepped right in it. He's being torched for the comments that he made about America being a third world country. How about California being a third world state?
Well, now what this involves, of course, is up in Los Angeles.
And I don't mean to insult you like that.
Well, no, not at all. But what's happening up in Los Angeles, in a place called Lincoln Heights, they have the train tracks, of course, that run through that area, and these cargo trains come through, and you have these criminals, Captain, get on these trains, open up the cargo containers, and just sort of go through all the merchandise and things that are being delivered by train. And the tracks there are strewn with boxes and items and discarded things as they go through these containers looking for something of value that they can sell. So in other words, it just becomes this huge, almost trash heap. And the governor, Governor Newsom, came down to try to, he went out to help clean some of it up. But he was mad because he couldn't believe his eyes. And he said, what is this? You know, it's like a third world country. And but what I thought about it was that Governor Newsom sees this and says, uh-oh. You know, this is what's happening in California. It should be a real wake-up call for him. Anybody looking at this would think, why is it? It does. It looks like some place that they've never had law and order. And It's a very, very bad situation.
This is just another reason why Joe Biden's job approval has hit two record lows this week after his disastrous press conference. And, oh, by the way, we should add into the mix, Congress is now polling at a whopping 18% approval rating.
Wow. Well, just one more quick comment about Newsom. I also think he's looking at that. I think he was a little jarred because he knows that, you know, as California goes, it's supposed to be this jewel of the United States politically and how, you know, it's a big economy and all that stuff. And I think he looked at it and said, this really hurts my chances to advance because.
Remember, he wants to be president.
Right. Yeah. So it looks bad because he's supposed to be presiding over a great California, which unfortunately it's not doing so well.
Oh, that's okay. Nancy will take care of it.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe. Right. Maybe.
Right.
And, you know, Canada, our neighbor to the north, God bless those people, but I don't know what they're thinking. 2/3 of Canadians favor a mandatory vaccination. And a quarter, 25%, support jailing the unvaccinated people.
Well, this is pretty alarming. And typically, from our American perspective, we have a little different sort of take on that, I should think. But our friends to the north in Canada, they're great people and so forth. But I do think, and, I do think, though, that it's the division that's been caused not only in this country, but other countries around the world as well, about vaccinated versus unvaccinated, because we have not been able to discuss these things openly in public without fear of cancellation. In other words, what is the truth? What is the science? You know, people will accept things, but they don't like things foisted upon them. And so is it such that everyone should just get the vaccination regardless? Well, if that's the truth, then people need to be able to arrive at that in some reasonable way, as opposed to have it being imposed on them. Or is it vaccination? Is it you have natural immunity? What is right for the individual to make sure that all of society is safe? I don't know, Captain. We might be straying into science here.
Oh, we don't want to do that because we'd be stepping on Fauci's toes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a scientist, nor do I want to be one, nor will I play one on TV, but Fauci, you know, who knows what he is. I don't think he's a scientist either, by the way. I think he's more of a politician. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yes, we have some weather to tell you about tonight. Mark Walters is going to take us to break. He's been out there at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas, and we'll hear from him right now.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We ride across these plains and prairies, Rocky Mountain highs, fade off into the distance like those riders in the sky. Black smoke and white lines, steel horses side by side. It's more than just a living, y'all. Hell, it's our way of life. We're the last of the cowboys, Vietnam boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James, modern day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. In the family tradition, diesel's running through our veins. Daddy showed us the ropes, we were born in the fast lane. Branded by our heroes, taught to saddle up and move. Keep this country rolling, we're damn proud of what we do. We're the last of the cowboys. nation. See the shining sea. We're the last, we're the last, we're the last of the cowboys.
The last of the cowboys, the over-the-road truck drivers out there getting it done. And we salute you, each and every one of you, every man and woman behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler tonight getting it done. And we appreciate them, don't we, Kyle?
We sure do, Captain. Absolutely.
Which is why we tell you, check out the Pilot or Flying J. But then again, you smart drivers already know about that. You join that driver's club out there, you get all kinds of things thrown at you back for appreciating you for being out there on the highways and byways, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, here we go. We got weather, and that weather is over in the East Coast for the most part. However, I will tell you that there is a winter storm over there and a frigid, cold Arctic mass that's continuing to bring a wintry mix and accumulation of ice and snow across parts of the Carolinas and the Delmarva Peninsula through Saturday morning, and bitterly cold temperatures across much of the southern and eastern U.S. There's light snow accumulations also expected today and tonight across the northern plains into the upper Great Lakes, and areas of rain and snow showers, yep, snow showers again, expected over in the Four Corner area of the Southwest. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Captain, tonight out west, we've got two things. We've got dense fog in places, and we've also got a lot of wind. We'll start with the wind, especially here in California and especially in Southern California. We are having a high wind, Santa Ana wind event that's going to continue on at least through Saturday evening or so, maybe tapering off in early Sunday morning. So all weekend long, if you're trucking out through California, you've definitely got a lot of wind to contend with. Now, this especially means Cajon Pass along Interstate 15. Now, at the base of the pass earlier, they were registering some pretty high wind gusts. And in some places, Captain, you can get wind gusts up to almost 80 miles an hour.
Oh, I know.
That is hurricane strength.
Yep.
So if you've got a high-profile vehicle, exactly, you've got a high-profile vehicle, you're going to have some real, real problems. So please be aware of this, truckers. And also in Central California along Highway 99, Interstate 5, starting at about Bakersfield and heading north, you're going to have some dense fog as you go up through Fresno, a little bit north of Fresno, basically. Maybe up towards Newman, Patterson, maybe Los Baños, as a matter of fact. So be careful of that. We've got high wind warnings coming out of Reno. Certainly, if you're coming across Donner Pass, it's sunny, it's cold. During the day, it's sunny, but it's cold, but you still have some wind as well. So please be aware of that. Now, also, for our friends in Colorado tonight, dense fog advisory, this up near Craig, Colorado, along Highway 40, also along Interstate 70, coming west out of Denver. If you're heading towards Glenwood Springs, you're also going to encounter this dense fog. Winter weather advisory south of Pueblo on Interstate 25, and then also in Albuquerque, New Mexico tonight. It looks like we got a wind advisory there. But these high winds, Captain, in California, when they start up, it tears everything up.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go to the northern plains. Let's go up there north to Fargo, North Dakota, on up to the Canadian border right up I-29, and just inside the Minnesota border, we're going to have some snow. That's where it's going to start out, a little general snow, nothing all that dramatic or drastic. It's going to continue across the northern plains. There will be snow. There will be some frigid cold weather in the upper peninsula tonight of Michigan. There'll be some windy conditions in the eastern part, northeastern part of Wisconsin, which will lead to snow. Because where's the wind going to blow? Why, right across Lake Michigan, and here we go. there's going to be snow in the north, the western side of Michigan, Traverse City. You're going to get some on down a ways into Michigan. Also, some snow on the east side over there by the Boot, over there just east of Toledo, to be exact, over there where Lake Erie winds its way around. Now, bitter cold, freezing, coldest temperatures of the year for Texas, Louisiana, southeastern Oklahoma, southwestern Arkansas, northern part of Louisiana, and again across from Beaumont, Texas, all the way across I-10, all the way to Gulfport, Mississippi, and maybe towards, by the time this is done here by morning, maybe over towards Mobile. But freezing cold temperatures down below freezing, very cold temperatures for this time of the year in the south, and it's going to stay that way for several hours. But you've also got from Galveston inland down there in the Texas coastline, you've got the same scenario there. However, starting on the Georgia-South Carolina line, going up I-95, coming across I-20, going over towards Florence, South Carolina, you are going to have snow. By the time you get up into the central part of South Carolina, that snow will be heavy at times. There is a winter storm warning. And it's going to be very rough for traveling today, going up through North Carolina, going up towards the coastline of southeastern Virginia to include Norfolk, to include going up into the tip of Maryland and Delaware. This storm's going to go right up here at an angle right up the coastline. It's going to hug the coastline pretty much with the ice. There's a lot of ice with this and the snow, and then you'll have some light snow further inland. But this thing isn't going to be but about maybe 100 miles, 150 miles at the very most from the seashore to inland before it stops altogether. Everything inside of that's just going to be freezing cold weather. And we do have a change in the weather conditions for Florida coming up too. Got a heavy frost advisory tonight for all of southeastern Georgia and all of northeastern Florida on down to Gainesville. And that includes I-75, Lake City, you folks up there, and up there in Jasper as well. So that's the weather we got here tonight. Kyle, again, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, and then we're going out to break.
Well, thank you, Captain. And as you heard the captain say, folks, the Pilot and Flying J, they care about the truckers. They absolutely appreciate you. And they have set up some wonderful things at the Pilot and Flying J's just for you. So when you come on in, join the driver's program, the driver's club, and start earning points. In fact, after just six fills, you can start earning 4 points per gallon. Try that with 15 with the other guys. That's one of the reasons Pilot and Flying J cares so much. And also download the My Rewards Plus app as well, where you can track your points. You'll get other offers and discounts and things like that. And so you definitely want to check it out today, pilotflyingj.com. And when you go in, be sure to get a great cup of coffee. We think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
Well, I do. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch coming up. Top of the hour news. Going to get it going. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.